Okay, if you allow me, I'd like to take this discussion from maybe the regulation and bring it to me, you, your classmates, and the people that are going to be listening to this tape. And the fact of the oil industry, let's start at the bottom, the people who use the oil, and try to work forward with it, if you would. As far as the actual regulations, give you a quick summary and synopsis on how the oil regs are developed. Most people don't realize that there was two environmental groups, both whom were business supported and owned by other companies that wanted to make used oil a hazardous material that would encompass tremendous paperwork for anyone that touches oil. Stop to think about your automobile. If you had to go through a, say, 30-minute paper exercise to dispose of your waste oil, you would get discouraged and try to find somewhere to dispose of waste oil rather than go through that 30 minutes of paperwork. Now, these two companies wanted to press the issue to make the oil hazardous. The reason they did is because one of the companies had the only, listen to this now very carefully, used oil refinery in the United States. So you can see having the only used oil refinery in the United States, if they could get it pressed to the point that used oil was made hazardous, then what would happen to all the waste oil? It'd have to go to one direction, and that would be to their refineries. Now, it aggravates me when business was taking it to a real selfish point, and I mean, this was really a selfish point. The concept, though, of taking the used oil and waste oil back and refining it and making it reusable, I think is an excellent idea. And I think business is going to ultimately have to work to that end. For example, there are some companies, major oil companies today that are taking the used oil and that's been re-refined, and in return they put it into a product. And here's your factual side. Once you take used oil and you refine it, you only have to have about 3/4 of a gallon of used oil. I'm standing corrected here. You only have to have a gallon of used oil to make 3/4 of a gallon of good oil again. You don't lose that amount. But in refining crude oil, you have to refine 42 gallons to get anywhere from a pint to a quart of oil that you can use in your car. But the problem is, we cannot, the economics hasn't gotten to the point it needs to. It's too expensive to make this reverse distribution, picking up, bringing it back. The industry today is fragmented to the point that the used oil that are collected today are used in what is referred to the fuel industry. For example, they can be used in boilers of steamships that travel the ocean without any consequence, because the ocean absorbs and uses the ashes that it burns. The other is there are some refineries that, as we mentioned in the foregoing above, that take it and clean it up and use it again. But the problem that the business people see is that when you take the used oil back in, you take all of the things that you bring back. I mean, if it's iron particles, if it's any chemical element that's in that oil, when it's returned, then they start refining it out. Then they become the generator. So there's got to be a better balance in the regulation for the oil industry to want to do this. Period. Now, you should be real proud of the state of Alabama, because it's been one of the foreleaders of all the states in a recycling program on used and waste oil. Project Rose, handled by the University of Tuscaloosa, has been tremendous. It's got a lot of national recognition for encouraging communities to recycle. Let's go back to you and your car. Here in Aniana, where would you carry your car? Well, you probably develop a blank look and you think, well, where would I care? I can care back to the business that's in the business of changing oils. That's right, and he can take care of it. But what if you wanted to dispose of your oil, change the oil in your car, and dispose of it? What would you do with it? Well, here's what's frightening. The oil industry is not the biggest polluters. It is the individuals who change their own oils.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at millions and millions of gallons that are escaping out in the environment by the people who say, well, I just dropped this gallon of waste oil out here on the backyard of my house. Did you realize that 1 gallon of used oil can destroy upward of 250,000 gallons of drinking water? It's pretty heavy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So bringing this thing to the local level, Project Rose is endeavoring to get communities to set up collection sites. And they've gotten several towns in the state of Alabama that are willing to do this. I'd like to see a collection site in this town, or anywhere, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get people involved to collecting it, just like I know here, we've got a company that is taking plastic from the garbage and recycling it. I know there's companies that recycle aluminum cans. But you see, in both instances, there is a real money incentive for people to do that. And that's what we're missing in the oil industry, is the right incentive for the recyclers and for the oil refiners to take it back. This one refinery I was telling you about that can handle used oil, refine it, and bring it back to a quality product is in Chicago. Now, can you imagine the cost of collecting your waste oil and getting it to Chicago? It's pretty heavy. And see, that's, again, is the problem we're facing. And I think the oil industry would like to see a distribution system set up that's economically feasible for people to return the waste oil. Here's why. You see, when you take that used oil and you refine it, it's actually a stronger and better product than the new product that you bought, because the molecules and the structure of the oil that's left is much stronger. All the weak elements have been burned out or taken out. So you got a good quality product there. I think it's ironic then that the company I work with today, we have a blend of used oil and regular oil, but people don't want to pay the price for the used oil blended product. Yet it's a better, stronger product than the brand new one off the shelf. But those are the psychological things that have to be overcome in marketing. And I suppose that's where business people will come into play. We mentioned up above that closed loop is real important. It sounds simple, but as you can see now, it's a very complex thing to develop the product at a refinery in the oil business, market it out to Sam's or through whomever you buy your oil, or through your local distributor. Then you use it either by having some company install it in your car, or else you change your oil yourself. Then now it has to be returned back. We're looking at possible collection centers. We're looking at used oil collectors. But people are dubious of that, because in the past, the used oil collector has had a bad reputation of not handling the product particularly the way it should be. One of the good things about the regulations is it's forcing those people that didn't handle it correctly to handle it properly now. For instance, the University of Auburn has people that pick up product, used oil, and bring it back to Auburn where they clean it up and use it as a boiler fuel. Well, to me, that's good. But the business community is upset, because here is a government institution competing out in the open market. Maybe they have a legitimate point, maybe they don't. At least we're seeing action, and that's what's good. And then once it's collected, getting it back to the places it has to go. Period. That's kind of local level, and please keep in mind that Project Rose is doing an excellent job, and we need to support that program every way we can.
Mm-hmm.
All right. let's go into discussing and talking about the big boys, the oil companies themselves. As you will note, if you're young enough, I can't remember where you, how old are you?
20.
Like 20? In the last 12 years, we have seen a tremendous change in the oil industry. One thing we've seen is the number of oil companies disappearing. Why? It's because the cost factors have got so exorbitant. And the weak people have disappeared by the wayside. Now, don't let me mislead you and let you think that it's because of the new EPA and the federal regulations. That's not all of it, but it's a big part of it. All the requirements that are placed upon a refinery are astronomical. And we will probably see less oil industries in the future than what we have even today. And that is because of the cost that's going to be required. Just as military fort over here at Anniston, it's not going to be closed down because it's so astronomical in cost to clean that environment up. And some of the refineries are that way too. They have caused their problems to the environment. So it's come to the point that they either close them up and clean them up or fix them up so not to pollute the environment. And there's the biggest problem we've got. We're going to need the oil industry for the next 50 years. Cars are being changed. Trucks are being changed. We have oil now that you can run 20,000 miles. That's in your automotive cars, your gasoline burners. We now have oils that we can run in diesel trucks upward of 50,000 miles. So you see, it's going to be less product sold. But yet what that does for you, that cuts down the amount of market share that's out there for people to be a part of. It's less oil going to be sold because these are going for. We've got four-cylinder engine cars now versus we used to have eight. So half the oil is being required. And yet you've got the competition factor in place. So that means that there's going to be less oil companies because it's not going to be enough money to go around. We're going to see changes in the type of automobiles that we drive. We're going to see different types of fuels that are used in those automobiles. But for us to make those automobiles, to make the lumber that your houses and the things that you do in your everyday living, items of good, clothes and whatever, there still is machinery that's required to make it. And that is going to require lubricants. You have to have it because all that is mechanical and requires reduction of friction, which the biggest way that we can do that right now is through lubricants. Yes, we'll probably in the next 50 years see a major change in the oil business, but for the period of time we're going to need it until we find a better way to survive as a society. To give you some, if you want to do some research material, the federal regulations, everyone refers to it as the Fed regs, is 40 CFR, and there's two sections, 260, and the latest brand new section is section 279. Basically, these laws are complex as all the Fed laws on the hazardous materials. But what it's asking people to do is to account for waste oil, to recycle it, and to use it in a responsible way. For example, it's perfectly legal to use waste oil in certain type design space heaters that are designed to have a certain BTU and to burn at a certain rate. It's fine, so long as you're the generator. So that's one way that can be used. And then, of course, they want people to be accountable, and that's where we have seen the federal EPA identifications come in. They want everyone that touches the waste and used oil to account for its handling. For instance, if you were a person that picked up the waste oil from a company or from you as an individual, they want you to make sure that that guy had an EPA number, that he's been registered, that he is known to do that particular work. It does not attest to what kind of person he is or how legitimate it is. It always says that he's accountable for having to waste oil. There's a number, account number has been assigned to him. Then the place where he carries it requires an EPA number. And then the people that use it in some form require an EPA number. And the generator is required, can require documentation. In fact, they should demand it in accordance that anyone that picks up or handles a waste oil. Remember, the generator, it all can come back to him if it's not done properly. Everyone is accountable under the regulations.